Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Oh, man, I had to catch it, and once I realized I catch it, I had an opportunity to score. One number green in the end zone in front of me, so that was my chance to kind of finally get in the end zone like Peanut and Charles and the rest of the defense, man. Felt left out. Man, I'm not sure. I mean, I had a couple of interceptions, but none where I could feel like it's been close enough to actually score. I mean, every time I get the ball, I'm just happy to kind of catch it and get a few yards. And, yesterday was a perfect opportunity for me to just kind of get it in my hands and wasn't nobody around to kind of make miss and, score from there. Well, it surprised me a lot because I've never been a part of something like this. Coming from Indy, we haven't put this many touchdowns as a defense. So, it's great to be a part of. Surprised a whole lot that we getting those opportunities and we're making the best of it. But it's just the fact that that's just something we work on each and every day at practice, and it shows in the game. Success is, it's at all-time high, man, because we all comfortable back there. We all know each other's style of play. I mean, you can't say too much about Peanut. You know what he's going to give you each and every Sunday. And with the young group of safeties that we have, I mean, I'm very comfortable with them, just the fact that I know their ability, major with the hitting, coming down, making some plays. And Chris Conte is one I think is one of the fastest defensive backs we have, and for him to cover ground, it makes our job a whole lot easier as me and Peanut in the corner, because we could communicate with our safeties. We know the athletic ability you have to kind of get from hash to hash, and when you got a safety that could cover ground like that, it kind of makes our job a whole lot more comfortable because we can communicate with some of the stuff we may see. And I think it's very important that you kind of have that chemistry in the back end and guys feed off each other. If I tell Chris one thing and, watch out for this and that, we kind of know it's coming. We got an eye signal of, what we know, what type of, technique that we're in. We don't have to, verbally talk. We can, look at each other and we know what kind of technique we're going to use on that. I mean, I grade myself fairly well, just the fact that Steve Smith is an all-pro receiver. And I just felt like I made a couple of plays on it. I was close on some slants that he was ran, so I felt like I was in good position. Some of them I felt like I should have been a little bit closer. But I grade myself pretty well against him. But I know what he's capable of doing. I know the caliber of receiver he is. And for him to be the type of receiver that he is, and he's going to make some plays. And I just want to kind of be in some positions to make some plays also, and I think I was. My reaction, man, I mean, that's just Steve Smith being Steve Smith. I mean, he's a great competitor. We really didn't do a whole lot of talking. I was surprised that he didn't do a whole lot of talking during the game, more or less after the game, after the loss. But that's just that's just the guy that he is. Nothing, you can't say too much about it. Just the fact that we won and they lost again. But not taking anything from Steve, man. He's a great all-pro receiver. He's a tough guy to defend the whole game. I can tell you that, because they're gonna go to him each and every play, even pass play. They're gonna throw him in 15, 20 times if they get a chance to. And you just want to kind of limit it, his playmaking ability after he catches ball, because he's going to catch a few balls. But you got to have to be there as soon as he catches, because with this style of defense we play, we have to minimize, the big play ability. And we got some holes in the defense. It wasn't just like we manned him up all game long. We gave him different looks. We knew that, with him being an all-pro receiver, he's going to find some holes in the defense. He's going to catch the ball. But we just kind of want to minimize the big play and keep him out of end zone, and we was able to kind of do that.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.